Psalm 95. I am struck by the devotional attitude of a dear sister who, when she arrives at the room where the church meets, without paying much attention to those around her, the first thing she does is kneel down and spend a moment with God. She thus predisposes her attitude to praise and worship God with all those around her. On the other hand, the experience of those in the house of the Lord is similar to those who, especially in this country, get on the elevator and without words or eye contact with those who are there, press the button of the highest floor, receive their spiritual dose, and go down again, without any contact with anyone. Most of the verbs in this psalm are plural. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make joyful noise unto him with psalms. Verses 1 and 2. Just as in Latin America, when we enter the elevator, we greet those who are there. The psalmist invites us to enter his presence with thanksgiving. Gratitude, then, seems to be the password that opens the program of worship, or the key that opens the door to the presence of the Most High. Thanks. What a rich and important word. Its roots are much deeper than culture or education. It is a result of those who discover that they have received more than they deserve. Gratitude, like faith, is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it will grow. Lord, today I want to stop asking and asking and just thank you for who you are and for all you have done for me.